Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Today is part one of a two-part series focusing on renewable energy policy. The Inflation Reduction Act is a focus for growth energy as it contains a number of renewable fuel credit provisions in that act. Growth Energy General Counsel Joe Kekish says that now it's all about the details.
It's one thing for a statute to articulate a benefit for a particular fuel type over a particular time period, but it's still incumbent upon the Treasury Department to create guidance and regulations to really clarify eligibility for those credits, the amount of the credit, and so forth. And so what we're doing now is trying to let Treasury understand the right way to model the greenhouse gas emissions benefits of biofuels so that those credits can be taken advantage of. So just to give you an example, for most of these credits, you have to show that fuel type, whether it's sustainable aviation fuel or renewable fuel generally, reduces greenhouse gas emissions by a certain percentage.
Kekish points out the Treasury Department is not an environmental agency, nor does it engage with the science of greenhouse gas emissions. Therefore, Growth Energy has to make its voice heard.
A long discussion, a repeated discussion with Treasury and also with Department of Energy, Department of Transportation, EPA, USDA, to make sure that our voice is heard about what the science says about the benefits of our industry.
Growth Energy is submitting comments and being a part of every step of the rulemaking process, according to Kekish.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.